Well, as we just heard, Donald Trump has pledged to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement signed last year by President Obama and nearly 200 other countries. Negotiators are ironing out the details of that accord this week in Marrakesh, Morocco, and they're coming to grips with what a Trump presidency might mean for the international climate deal. Reporter Daniel Grossman has more from the meeting.
Smoke carrying the aroma of grilled lamb wafts above crowds in Marrakesh's famed old city. Musicians pluck banjo-like gimbris and beat drums. Dancers twirl. At the climate meeting, not far away, the mood is less festive. At a hastily arranged news conference several hours after the election was called, Alden Meyer, a veteran climate activist from the U.S.-based Union of Concerned Scientists, reacted to the results.
It's clear that Donald Trump is about to be one of the most powerful people in the world, but even he does not have the power to amend and change the laws of physics, to stop the impacts of climate change, to stop the rising sea levels.
2015 was the world's hottest year since measurements began. 2016 promises to break records again. Scientists predict catastrophe if the world doesn't act decisively and soon. Activists here expressed fear that Donald Trump will delay a response. In public, they're putting on a brave face.
All hope is not lost.
Jesse Bragg heads Media Affairs for Corporate Accountability International.
We have been here before, not necessarily in a Trump presidency, but with the threat of the U.S. pulling out of agreements. And this process has overcome that. And I think we can do that once more.
Activists and climate experts say it would be hard for President Trump to pull out of the Paris Agreement. Technically, it's part of the Rio Agreement, signed by George H.W. Bush and ratified by the U.S. Senate nearly 25 years ago. But Maya Golden Krasner, an attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, says that as president, Trump could find ways to sabotage it.
He could just not move forward with the agreement, not fund the agreement, not fund domestically the EPA.
Without U.S. funding and fossil fuel cutbacks, other countries might also change course, leading to a collapse of the fragile international consensus. Golden Krasner is already making plans to forestall such an event.
We will be filing lawsuits, I'm sure, against the federal government and looking also really to other countries to pressure President-elect Trump into moving forward with this agreement.
Diplomats here are responding more diplomatically. In a press release, Salahdin Mezwar, the chair of this year's conference, congratulated Trump on his victory. "We are convinced that all parties will respect their commitments and stay the course in this collective effort," he said. For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Grossman, reporting from Marrakesh, Morocco.
Well, 2016 has been a big year for environmental agreements. Last month, governments signed the first ever deal to cut carbon emissions from planes. Airlines agreed to fund wind farms and solar power plants to offset the future growth of the industry. Those reductions will phase in over several years. And also in October, diplomats meeting in Rwanda agreed to phase out hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called that agreement a monumental step forward.